Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Speck, an itty bitty epic. This story was written by Margot Meganic, and it is read today by Mommy and
Caden.
Caden.
Do you want to help me on this epic adventure trying to defeat the Storm Lord?
I would love to help you on an epic adventure. Would you like to come with me on an epic adventure too? Maybe we could have epic adventures together. Mm. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Sounds good? Nice. I love that. Okay, then let's start with mine and then we'll do yours. What do you say? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Deep in a tide pool, too small to see, countless tiny specks go forth. And in the picture, we can see the tide pool. We can see the tiny specks flying out. Do you know what a tide pool is? Okay, so the ocean comes in and goes out, right? It has waves, right? When the ocean pulls back from the shore, it can sometimes leave behind little pools of water that you can go and explore until the ocean comes back in.
Oh, like those things that had, like, those things that had, like, little fishies in it and
yep.
Squids.
Correct. We went there and saw some with crabs and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fish Duke and I actually saw a crab that almost bit Fish Duke.
Yeah, you got to be very careful with them. And so that's what this is. They sweep past creatures who cling to rocks, past flickering fins and flashing scales. Tossed by waves, carried by currents, each speck searching for a place to stay and grow. But there are many things in the ocean, and we can see them in the pictures. There's clownfish, mm-hmm. and squids and octopuses, and pufferfish.
I went fishing one time, and I caught a shark.
A shark? Wow.
A small shark, which almost tried to get fished in.
Dear me. Well, be very careful out there. Now, these little specks are looking for something. Let's see what happens. Some find what they are looking for. Some do not. They could be eaten, right? Little specks in the ocean might be a tasty treat to, I don't know, a moray eel, like they are in this picture. And some continue their brave search together. The tides shift, and specks can drift apart. One tiny speck can get lost in an ocean so vast, where big feels bigger. And small feels smaller. Have you ever been in a place where you have felt big?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a place where you feel small?
Yeah.
The safest thing to do is hide. But a hidden speck would miss out on the adventure. The safest thing to do is hide if you are a speck, right? If you're a human, well, you don't want to hide, do you? But if you live in an ocean full of fish, and friends, when we turn the page, we sure do see them, don't we? We can see the tiny little speck, but he's practically hidden in all of these beautiful fish, every shape and size and every color. The wonder and the satisfaction of finding exactly what they were looking for. A place to stay and grow and thrive. And now we can see what that little speck was. What was it? A barnacle. It's a barnacle. And the barnacle has decided to live on the bottom of a great big blue whale. Barnacles do that, don't they? That's something every speck needs. No matter who they are or where they go, including you and me, we all need a place, right? We all need a place to live and survive and to thrive and to grow. And you're doing such a great job doing that, growing and thriving. I'm so proud of you for doing that. And it's my pleasure to get to be a part of your life while you are doing that. Be you. Be kind. Be strong and courageous. But above all, be loving. And that, our friends, you want to say it with me? Is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.